Okay, we're continuing in the Drusha Asiri, and Mirtz Hashem, today we will finish it. We are on page Tafhei in the Mosadar of Cooks. So the Ran has said his Drusha, that when Moshe said, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach Kiim Liyira, when Moshe said, what does God want from you Jewish people? Just to be in awe of God and to keep all his mitzvos. And he had said, isn't that a very difficult thing? So the Ran had explained, no, it's actually very easy. Mitzad, your brain, your seichel, we all want naturally to do the right things. It's just our body that holds us back. So, and it's at its root, it is easy, and that's what it means. He had said that being a righteous person is easy when you're not held back by your body. So he's left with one question. Chazal asked the question, like he had pointed out. Chazal asked, why did Moshe make it sound like it's no big deal to be in awe of Hashem and keeping all the mitzvot? Why did Moshe make it sound like it's easy? And the Gemara had answered, well, for Moshe it's easy. Mashal Adam Shemavakshim Meno Kli Gadol V'chulei. So it's a mashal, the Chazal had said there, that it's a mashal if you ask someone for a very big vessel, a very big kli, and he's got it sounds like no big deal. Okay, well, I got it, sure. If you ask him for even the smallest thing, if he doesn't have it, it seems like the biggest deal. That's what Chazal say. So the Ran says, this is Tzrichim Yishuv. I need to explain this. The Ran says, this doesn't sound exactly like I had said. It doesn't sound like the Gemara was answering what the Ran had answered to this question. Sounds like Chazal are saying, it sounds like from Chazal that Moshe was saying it just because it's easy for Moshe. In other words, really it is super hard for you people, Jews, but I'm talking for my world, and for me, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's easy. He's talking to the Jewish people as if it would be easy for them, even though Moshe knew it was only easy for him, presumably. And the Ran says, I already wrote that that's a very strange thing to do, to talk like that. You don't talk to people like saying, oh, it's no big deal, when you know for them it is a big deal. Just because for you it's not a big deal, but you're talking to them, and for them it is a big deal. The way you normally talk to is people is how it relates to them. So if you want to tell someone it's no big deal, you wouldn't say that if you knew it was a big deal for them. Aval ein zemi mashiksha. So the Ran says, now that really this is no kasha. Ki am yumitachi mashikasafti. But because what I said is correct. B'davishu kal itzel ha'umro v'yevshashia kal itzel ha'umro. So this question I the Ran was asking on this Gemara. So, you know, in other words, why would he talk like that? It makes sense if it really is only easy for you, the speaker, and not easy for the person you're talking to, then it makes sense this kasha either on I'm asking. But this thing about Yira, it's different. It's not like it was actually easy for Moshe and hard for the Jews. The truth is, it's really easy for the Jewish people too. For everybody, it's easy. After you actually reach that level of Yira Shamayim, Shofit Umishpato Emes, Shu Inyan Kalahasig, you'll realize it wasn't so hard to reach this level. Especially, says the Ran, if you view it as based on what you got, how hard was the work that you put in for it? It was nothing. Like you had to do some work to disconnect yourself from your body and follow your neshama. But if you think about the rewards, the effort you put in was nothing. And Shemishi Yitzar Oso Alamitaso. So if someone thinks about it properly, Me'asher Yachshu Ka'inyan Anich Benahukas, when someone would want this so desperately, Ka'abes Tarcho Le'yelav L'Tarch. So even when you're working hard, it's not hard. In other words, if you appreciate what you're going to gain and what you do gain by reaching high levels of awe of Hashem and keeping all his mitzvahs and connecting to Hashem, so there's some effort involved, that's true, but in relation to what you are going to get and what you'll accomplish, it's nothing. Even when you're doing it, it'll feel like the work you're putting in is nothing. Kinyan Shenamar, like it said by famously Yaakov and Rachel, when Yaakov worked for Rachel, even though he worked for her for years, it seemed like just a couple of days because he was so excited to be married to her. It seemed like nothing, the effort he had to put in. Yeah, it's hard. 7 years work is hard, but compared to marrying her, it would be nothing. If you don't understand what this level, reaching this level is, So then it'll seem like it's very hard to reach that level. Even though really it's even easy for you, it's easy for everybody. If you can just break yourself from your body and get your head in the right place, so then it'll be easy for you too, and the work you have to put in for it won't be that hard when you think about the rewards. I'll just give a simple example. You know, if you go to sleep 2 in the morning and you wake up, you know, on time, so you'll probably be pretty tired that day. And if the reason you stayed up till 2 in the morning was because, you know, you're just really liked that book, you started reading a book and you couldn't put it down, so you went to sleep 2 or 3 in the morning and then you had to go to work. So if you could have conquered that urge at 11, 12 o'clock at night and said, okay, I'm going to put this book down. So that's some effort to break from this, you know, break from the book you're in. But if you think about the rewards that you get the next day when you had a good night's sleep, that your whole day was different and you treated everybody nicely and you weren't grumpy all day. So if someone asks you, oh, how hard was it to put that book down? When you think about what a great day you had and how miserable you would have been otherwise, you would have said, yeah, okay, it was a little bit hard, but it was, that's nothing really. It's the same idea here. It's, you know, when you reach that level, when you think about if you fully appreciate that level, so then the effort you put in, it's effort, but it's really, relatively speaking to what you get, minimal. This is similar to someone who tried a malacha, some type of work, and he found it easy. So he tells other people who hasn't tried this type of work, and they think it's super hard because they never tried it. So that Moshe was talking to them, he's like, I know you guys think it's very hard, and it does seem hard, but it's really not so hard once you do it. This is what Iran think is the Pshat in Chazal. But certainly, either way, what I said, the Vidata Mehayom, that's the psukim that go on to describe all the punishments that people, that the Jewish people saw meted out on their enemies, works well with what I explained, that it was to help them get out of the rut of Olam Hazeh. The Sparish Gamkim B'derech Yal Derech Rabbi Seinuzal, it also works with what Chazal say, Shein Safesh Shekasher Tekrena B'olam Tzukas V'tlos, because it is certain when that when bad things happen in the world, and a person sees that, who Yosher Nakal Adam Lashav L'Bar, it's easier to do tshuva when you see that. Okay, now the Ron gets back to giving a real Moser Shmuz to the people he is talking to. And he's saying, people who don't do tshuva at this time, if you have Yira Shamayim, if you don't do tshuva now, to look at your actions, v'loshuv b'tshuva, and to do tshuva, hein ba'aver shebein adam l'makom, hein ba'aver shebein adam l'chaveiro, that whether it's sins that are between Hashem or sins between you and your friend. So the Ran says, from the Averis I see people doing all the time that make me scared, says the Ran. There are two things. Ha'echad, number one, is Inyan Shvuos V'charamos, people swearing falsely. Again, I don't think this is too common nowadays, but at least in the Ran's time, we find many people speaking about this. Apparently, it used to be common to swear in the name of Hashem all the time and often falsely. And the second avera is sinas chinam. So the Ran says, I want to talk about these two for a minute because they are very common and they scare me. Mashmas keni lomar kein. So the Ran says, what makes me say this, that it scares me, who? The Ran says, I'll tell you why these sins scare me. Because there are three things that can make an avera a serious avera. Number one, what makes an avera serious an avera? K'shavera ba'atzma chamura, when the avera is serious because of the avera itself, mitativa, because of its nature. Vinyana kavodazara, ritzicha v'niyuf, like idol worship, murder, adultery. Those are serious averas because the act itself is a terrible sin. That's one way an avera can be serious. The hasheni, the second way an avera can be serious. K'sha adam shona v'nichshal batamid. If you do any avera, even if it doesn't seem like such a big avera, but you do it all the time, then it becomes a big avera. V'sha adavar hayosra kalsha ba'olim, because something even very like k'sha yichbal harbe, when you strengthen it by adding a ton of them, k'sha yichbal harbe, pavim na'asa chazik v'yosra, becomes very strong. K'sha nira b'chutz echad shal pishtan, like if you take one strand of flax. If you add more strands and make it into a super, super thick rope by adding tons and tons and tons of thin strands, it'll end up being stronger than a metal string. Like the beginning of Ekev starts, it says Vaya Ekev Tishmuun. It says if you, when you will listen to me, but uses the word Ekev, the heels. Pirsha Chazal tells him a mitzvah kalash adam dash by Ekev of Tishmuun. It means to say if you Jewish people listen to the mitzvahs that a person treads on with their feet, with their ankle, meaning the mitzvahs that you think are no big deal, if you keep those two. V'zeo shomer akasim. This is what the pasuk means. Lama ira b'meira avon akeva yisubeni. I have nothing. What am I worried about? I'm worried about that the sins that I trod with my feet that I don't pay much attention to, they're going to surround me. Kolomer eini yari min averes hachamuros. So in other words, what it's saying is I don't need to be afraid. The pasuk is saying lama ira b'meira. I have nothing to be afraid of from the serious averos. But sheni nichshal b'hem, because I don't do serious averos like murder or anything like that. Avel eini yari min averes hakalos. I'm afraid of the smaller averos. Shemitoch shadam tofis asan lekalos. Because since a person views certain averus as not a big deal, they do them all the time. And then of any avera that a person does all the time, it becomes the most serious of averus. Because again, it gets strengthened by its constant, when a person constantly does that avera, then it becomes a very deep, strong part of their soul and becomes a very, very, very big avera. Hineim kain, if so, doing a chait, a sin, multiple times makes it much more serious and strong and a worse avera. So that's two ways it can be an avera. Either the avera itself is bad, in and of itself, like murder, or you do any avera, you just do it a lot of times, and it becomes serious avera. Hadavar hashlishi. The third thing is chait she'ein la'adam netiye la betivo, a sin that a person doesn't have an innate, natural yitzhahara for. Any sin that a person naturally has a inborn desire for, like, I don't know, eating non-kosher because the cheeseburger looks really good, that's a natural thing, a sin that a person has a natural desire for. So I sinned with the sins that my mother gave to me, meaning because I'm human. That Hashem says that sin is as soon as you're born. So there are certain things that, certain yetzaras that a person is born with. The desire for money, the desire for food, you know, whatever. But something you don't naturally desire, so you don't have a lot of excuses why you did that, Avira. All these three things. All these three things make an avera serious. Either because it's a serious avera, or because you did it a million times, or because there was no real yetzahara to do it, and you did it anyway. All those things make an avera serious. What would we do if there was one avera that all three of those reasons were applicable to? So the Ran says, swearing falsely in the name of Hashem fits all three categories. Shenishbayim akol davar tamid. People are always swearing on everything. At sheshav lehem el minik kavu amargalah p'mayo. People just swear all the time. People say, "I swear to God." So that's what would be if person does talk like that. That's a pretty serious thing not to do. So if people used to talk like that, they were always swearing in the name of God. They don't pay attention whether they're actually swearing falsely or the truth. Swearing falsely in the name of God is one of the most serious averus in the Torah. Because the Torah tells us Hashem will not let you get clean from that. You won't get off scot free for that. Based in Chazal said it's similar to doing something that comes with a chi of kares or being killed in based in. Because someone who swears falsely, it's as if they are denying God's existence. Why? Shareyu ka'omer, because when you say, I swear to God, what are you trying to say? Shareyu ka'omer shekemosha, Hashem yizbarach emes, you're trying to, just, what do you mean you swear to God? You're saying, like, just like there's a God, kenu emes mashnish balav. So too, well, what I'm swearing about is true. You know, when you swear in the name of God, you're trying to say, just like there is a God, so too this is true. V'imu sheker, and what if you're lying then? So ma'ya labiyata, then what do you got? Nimtel she'aver zu chamur mitzad atzma. So it comes out this is a very serious aver in and of itself. Mitzad shoshon ba'tamin, and since people seem to do this all the time, shrein mispa l'shvus shehirgel behen motzi piv, because people are always swearing. V'ha'amon b'chlalo shvuy shvus lehem. So it's tons of swears. V'in shumis latzus ba'aver zu. And the third thing, do you have a yitzhara to swear? There's no yitzhara to swear. There's no part of the physical body that would make a person, you know, feel like they need to swear. There's no. It's not like a desire for illicit things. It's just don't open your mouth. So it comes out that with this avera, you've got all the three reasons to make an avera serious. And also other types of swears. Sinas chinam gamkin al derech zu. So the sinas chinam, baseless hatred, is also on this way. She avera shemasim ba ha'adam tamid. It's an avera that a person does all the time. Vein shem tuelas v'anal adam vein tivo notela. There's no natural desire to hate your friend. That's why Chazal said, baseless hatred, hating your friend for no reason, is like the gimel averus. It's like a person did of idol worship or adultery or murder. Why? The reason why hating your friend is worse or equal to idol worship, adultery or murder, is because a person has a more natural physical tendency to those averos than there is to hating your friend. And if I have to explain that, why that is, and what that exactly means, I can't, it's too long. And also, someone who does, let's say, murder, probably doesn't do it every day. It's once in a great while. But baseless hatred people do all the time. Anyway, so those, the Ran says, you need to work out. You need to fix. These are general things that a person is nichshal in all the time. So those two averas, the Ran says, in other words, I observe people doing it all the time. But specific averas, everybody knows their own personal averas. A person has to do tshuva as best they can. Fully. Someone does a full tshuva, great. Someone who doesn't do a full tshuva, but he just started the process, he didn't quite finish and do a full tshuva, don't think you wasted your time if you started repenting, you did somewhat, but you didn't quite make it and do a full repentance. You still got something from it. You still made your sin less. Shafila misha mesim elibo das lashuv b'tshuva mekaloncho. Because even from just the thought of I should do tshuva makes your punishment less. V'ani lami david zemri mashkasa b'tar. I learned this from what the Torah says. V'ayaki avo alecha kol advarim ha'ila habracha v'aklala. The Torah says in the Tzavim, when these all things come on you, the blessing and the curse, asher nasati lefanacha, v'ashivose el avavecha b'chol ha'gayim, and then you return to your heart when you're sitting amongst the gayim, asher idicha Hashem lakecha shama, that God banished you there, v'shavta ad Hashem alokecha, and then you return to Hashem, v'shamata b'kolo, and you hear His voice, k'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, atol v'necha b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshcha. So you return to Hashem, you, your family, with all your heart and soul. So then Hashem will return your captivity and have mercy on you. Then Hashem will gather you back from all the nations that I kicked you out in. So the Ran says we need to pay attention to the words of these psukim. Because it says first, first it says you will return to your heart, do tshuva. Then it says, and you will do tshuva, so two tshuvas. A pasuk achron gamki namar, and then the second pasuk also has two tshuvas. The shav Hashem lakecha shivus chavrichamecha. First pasuk says, "I will return your captivity and have mercy on you." V'amra'od v'shavikibetzchem mikalamim. Then it says a second tshuva that Hashem will return you from the gayim. Ptach bir mahim shnei zugus halal. This needs to be explained. What are these two pairs? Menira lefarshim kach. And the way I would explain it, says the Ran, is as follows. Rishon amar, the first it says, vashivos elav avecha, you'll return to your heart. Kalamar, it means to say, shetahar her hachuva belev. First level, vashivos elav avecha, just means you will return to your heart. That means only in your heart you're doing tshuva. Avalotash nemenash ta senebapol, but you didn't quite actually put it into practice. Okay, so the first level is you didn't actually not do the avera anymore. Maybe it didn't happen to you yet. Maybe it didn't. The situation didn't arise. The only thing that happened to you is you said, "I'm not doing this again. That was a terrible avera. I accept upon myself to not do it." You feel bad about it. You tell Hashem, "I did this avera." Whatever, you do a tshuva in your heart, but it doesn't come to action yet. The achakach tischazik lashlima. The second level is when the opportunity to do the sin comes and you don't do it. So then it's in action that you did tshuva. So then that's the dual returning of that Hashem says, I will return you. I'm sorry. The second pasuk of Shavta Hashem Lekecha Shemata B'Kolo refers to the second tshuva where you do tshuva in action. In other words, you actually don't do the Avera. Sorry, then the pasuk goes on to say, "Shal shnei dvarim halalu." Because of these two tshuvas, "Igmal Hashem Yisbarachim kol echad ve'echad kefi inyano." Hashem will do a tshuva for you, return you when you return to me. I return you, so you do the two levels of tshuva in your heart and in action. I will do that to you. Al harishon sheir harta b'tshuva b'livcha, on the first level that you just thought in your heart, I don't want to do that avera again. Yomar, on that it says, "V'shav Hashem lekecha es shavus chaveri chamecha." What does that mean? Kolomar, it means to say, "She tencha l'rachamim lefnei shuvecha," that Hashem will make the people who you are under their rule, the people who have you, who are your captors, they will have mercy on you. V'neich l'cham yatzavecha, they will stop bothering you. Okay. V'ye v'shav nigzer miloshem b'shuva v'nachas tivasheyun. And it'll be like the Lashon v'shav will be like the pasuk of b'shuva v'nachas tivasheyun. Where there, b'shuva means restfulness. That's what b'shuva means there, restfulness. But Hashem will not take you out of your captivity just for that, l'revaya, to freedom, to openness. Just like you didn't finish your tshuva, so too Hashem will not save you completely. But on the second thing that it had said above, that you will return to God fully and hear His ways, shepirusha, which means you'll actually do a full teshuva, that you in action, or at least in potential action, will truly not do the avir again. So on that it says, when you actually do a full teshuva, then it says that I will return you from all the nations. Just like you did a full tshuva, Hashem will do a full ke'ula for you. So in other words, and nowadays we could be in Galus, the people who live in Galus today, most of the Jewish people are at that first level where, we're not being persecuted, but it's not a full ke'ula till Mashiach comes in Eretz Yisrael, so that for that we need to do a full tshuva. Because of Acharav, and the pasuk says after it, "Im yani dachcha b'ktei shamayim misham mikabetcha sham lekecha misham mikachacha." If your people have been banished to the ends of heaven, from there I will gather you in. "V'aviyachal sham lekecha la'aretz asher yoshev v'tzachav rishta," I'll bring you back to the land of your fathers, and you will inherit it. "V'yitivcha v'yirbcha mi'avasecha," I will give you good and make you great, greater than your fathers, and that is the end of Drusha Asiri. Mirat Hashem, next time we will have Chazara of the Drusha Asiri.